The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
It's always a privilege to have Dr. Jeffress on the program. He is an amazing man, and just one-on-one, he is so kind, gracious, humble, down-to-earth. I mean, he has been on over 1,000 different TV programs. He's on Fox, he's on CNN, he's on NBC, ABC, CBS. He's on all of them, pastoring one of the largest churches in the country. And yet just a humble, gracious servant of God. He's a great man. He really is. Hey, here is an update on a story that I was hoping would turn out differently. This is a story of Ryan Majors, M-A-G-E-R-S, down in Alabama. I think this was 2 years ago that we've been following this. His 16-year-old girlfriend got pregnant. He got her pregnant. Without his knowledge, she went to an abortion clinic and aborted their baby. Now, let's not forget, the baby is not just her baby, it is their baby, okay? It's their baby. And so anyway, she got an abortion without his knowledge. Well, he wanted her to keep the baby. If she didn't want to raise the baby, then he was willing to, or he didn't want the baby to die, the unborn baby to die. But he had no choice. He had no input in it whatsoever. So he went to court and charged not his girlfriend, but the abortion facility with wrongful death on behalf of his aborted baby. He asked if the court would make him the executor of the estate. I think the executor of the state. A judge allowed that for the very first time. All right. And so the case went forward. And again, he sued not his girlfriend, but the abortion clinic for wrongful death. Well, the sad news is, a judge in Alabama has thrown the case out. Here's the story. A circuit judge has thrown out the case of an Alabama man who filed a wrongful death suit on behalf of his aborted baby. He said at the time, quote, "I'm here for the men who actually want to have their baby. It was just like my whole world fell apart." Now, here's where the case gets a little complicated. In 2018, Alabama passed a new bill called Amendment 2, prohibiting all abortions in the state, with exceptions made in the case of a serious health risk to the woman. So he was arguing in court that this abortion facility wrongfully terminated the life of the child. But the baby was aborted in 2017. The bill, the law in Alabama, did not take effect until November 2018. So the court said, quote, "The court finds that plaintiffs' asserted claims for punitive money damages are not cognizable under Alabama law, including the Alabama Wrongful Death Act." The case gained national attention earlier as Madison County Probate Judge Frank Barger granted Major's request to act as the representative of the aborted baby's estate, which was the first time the courts had ever recognized a fetus as a plaintiff. The attorney at the time says the truth is no one has ever done this, but why not? The judge who threw it out argued that the probate court's decision had been merely administrative in nature, and despite Major attributing great significance to the probate court in his most recent arguments and so on and so forth. Anyway, this was going to be a groundbreaking, precedent-making case for a father. See, when it comes to abortion, I can't say all states because I can't be certain of that, but in almost all states, the father has no say whatsoever. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. Now, if that baby is born, the father becomes responsible for child support, financial support, and so forth. But this is this weird duplicity that we have in American laws concerning babies, before birth, after birth. The total difference a few days can make, a few days before the birth, a few days after, and if it's before the birth, the father has no rights whatsoever. None. So if a father understands this is the death of his baby, the courts in America don't care. I think that needs to change. I do. I think it needs to change. Shifting gears real quickly, you remember the Brett Kavanaugh Senate hearings? Remember how nasty they were? Remember how dirty they were? Remember how hysterical the Democrats were concerning an accusation by one woman about what this guy supposedly did in high school? High school! There was no evidence, no witnesses, nothing whatsoever to corroborate it. Nothing. Zero. Zip, zilch, nada. And what little evidence there was stood in favor of Brett Kavanaugh and not the woman, which, if you remember, was Christine Blasey Ford. Remember that? And remember the news media went crazy? The liberal Democrats went crazy, called him all kinds of horrible, terrible names. Movie stars called him terrible, horrible names. And people were saying, we're going to have a rapist on the Supreme Court. Just, it was no evidence at all. None. None, none, none. Well, the news organization called the Daily Caller has found exclusive video footage of Christine Blasey Ford's attorney, Deborah Katz, speaking at the University of Baltimore's 11th Feminist Legal Theory Conference just this past April. The name of the conference was Applied Feminism and Me Too. As part of that video, as part of Christine Blasey Ford's attorney's speech, she said this: in the aftermath of these hearings, I believe that Christine's testimony brought about more good than the harm misogynist Republicans caused by allowing Kavanaugh on the court. Now listen to this. This is the attorney for Christine Blasey Ford. He will always have an asterisk next to his name. When he takes a scalpel to Roe versus Wade, we will know who he is. We know his character, and we know what motivates him, and that is important. It is important that we know, and that is a part, listen, that is a part of what motivated Christine. Did you hear that? Part of the motivation for Christine Blasey Ford making this accusation against Brett Kavanaugh about something that he supposedly did in high school was she feared that if he got on the court, he might be a part of overruling Roe versus Wade. She had an agenda. She did not just want truth. She did not want a justice on the court that was pro-life. And her own attorney has admitted that at least part of her motivation in that whole debacle where she makes this accusation against Brett Kavanaugh with no proof, no evidence, what's none, zero. If you remember, there was nothing. The FBI investigated, local authorities investigated, the Senate investigated, no proof, no evidence. We now know that part of her motivation was not just she wanted the truth to come out. She did not want a justice on the Supreme Court who was pro-life. Which, by the way, she said exactly the opposite at the time. Interesting. But remember, the liberal left does not value truth. They have an agenda. And they're to the liberal left, their agenda is far more important than truth or facts. The agenda is all important, not truth.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I don't want to say I don't believe it, but right now I don't believe it. I just saw this just during that commercial break. I just saw this and just read it. So this is as new to me as it is to you. Here's a headline from the Christian Post, and the Christian Post is a very reputable Christian news organization. Headline: Benny Hinn renounces prosperity gospel, says Holy Ghost is just fed up with it. Really? Now, Benny, I want to say this carefully, cautiously, lovingly, but truthfully. Benny Hinn has led astray hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people with his absolutely false doctrine. You see, Bob, well, that's being very judgmental. Well, I'm not saying anything that Benny Hinn is not saying now about himself. He is saying it was false. No. Here it is. Declaring that the Holy Ghost is just fed up with it, controversial televangelist Benny Hinn, formerly one of the most aggressively proponents of the prosperity gospel, has for the first time in his career delivered a full-throated rejection of the practice that made him and his family millions. Speaking to his followers during a Facebook Live broadcast on Monday night, Hinn, who has long been a lightning rod for criticism for his support of the theology, declared the gospel is not for sale. Quote, I'm sorry to say that prosperity has gone a little crazy, and I'm correcting my own theology, and you all need to know it. Because when I read the Bible now, I don't see the Bible in the same eyes I saw 20 years ago. I think it is an offense to the Lord. It's an offense to say, give $1,000. It's an offense to the Holy Spirit to place a price on the gospel. I'm done with it. I will never again ask you to give $1,000 or whatever amount because I think the Holy Ghost is just fed up with it. Do you hear me? He said. I think it hurts. Listen, I think it hurts the gospel, so I'm making this statement for the first time in my life, and frankly, I don't care what people think about me anymore. When they invite me to the telethons, I think they will not like me anymore, because when you look at the Word of God, if I hear one more time, break the back of debt with $1,000, I'm going to rebuke them. I think that's buying the gospel. That's buying a blessing. That's grieving the Holy Spirit. If you are not giving because you love Jesus, don't bother giving. I think giving has become such a gimmick, it's making me sick to my stomach. Well, that's what I've been saying for the last 30 years, that Benny Hinn is a fraud. Benny Hinn is a false teacher. Now, Benny Hinn is saying that what he has taught all of his ministry is a fraud. Okay? I am thrilled about that. But here's what I don't see, I don't hear. Repentance. I do not see or hear one word about, I want to ask forgiveness for the hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people I led astray through all of these years. I'm begging God for forgiveness. I am asking my followers for forgiveness. I repent. I have sinned. I have ruined and destroyed lives because of the false teaching. All I'm hearing is, oh, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to teach that anymore. And you know what? I don't care what anybody says or what anybody thinks. I see no humility. I see no repentance. Some of you may remember the Worldwide Church of God. That was the Herbert W. Armstrong organization, and they were a cult. Well, when I can't remember now who was the father and who was the son, but when Dad died, the son realized, you know what? We are a cult. And the Worldwide Church of God went through a full-throated repentance. They said, we were wrong. We repent. We led people astray. We sinned. We beg God for forgiveness. And we ask all of the people who follow the Worldwide Church of God for forgiveness because we were wrong. Well, I believe God blessed that. I don't know of any other cult that ever changed and repented and became a Bible-believing group other than the Worldwide Church of God. Now, this is the first thing I have seen, but I think it's interesting that this revelation comes after his nephew, Costi Hinn. His nephew wrote a book a few months ago exposing the exorbitance of the Benny Hinn family and their false teaching, and it became a bestseller. In other words, his own nephew exposed him. I just find it suspicious that he does not correct his theology until his own nephew exposed the heresy. I am praying, if Benny Hinn would truly, genuinely repent, it could send shockwaves through the prosperity gospel movement. And that would be absolutely wonderful because this movement has hurt and harmed millions of people. I pray that Benny Hinn means what he says. I pray that he repents. And I hope you will join me in praying that he truly repents. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.